not to. Anyway, so this discussion is part two about, can you understand my English? Okay, good. Because I only know English, and if I knew Hindi, you know Hindi probably, must be. I can't see. See? Huh?
Yeah, I can understand Hindi.
Huh?
I can understand Hindi, English both.
Yeah, yeah. It's my stupidity. I only know English. So this, we're discussing this part two about sins in Vrindavan. And my teacher was telling me, he said, in Vrindavan, there is Namaparad in Vrindavan. There is Sevaparad. There is Vaishnavaparad. But nowhere, this is what my Shiksha Guru told me, nowhere in Gaudiya Vaishnava Shastras do they describe anywhere Dhammaparad. We talk about the 10 Dhammaparads. Even I read a book once called Appreciating Vrindavan Dham. And it talks about the 10 Dhammaparads. It was written by me. In 1991. And this is nowhere in our, as he says, in Gaudiya Vaishnava Shastras. I mean, Sad Goswami, writings of six Goswamis, and all their tikas on the Bhagavatam, Vrindavan Leela, Sanatana Goswami, Priyatoshini, Vaishnatoshini, and Jiva Goswami's commentary, Bhagavad Vaishnatoshini, and all the commentaries and all the Goswami grants, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. Nothing there, nowhere there's talking about Dhammaparad. There may be, I haven't seen, but my teacher said, maybe the concept of Dhammaparad may come from Narayan Bhatta Goswami. Narayan Bhatta Goswami, he was, sometimes they say he was at one point connected to Gaudiyas. He was about 500 years ago. But then I think he went to Nimbark. I'm not sure. He's a famous personality in Braj, Narayan Bhatta Goswami. He wrote one book called Braj Bhakti Vilas. He researched many, many Puranas, and he describes the Braj Trasi Kosh Prikma, the Prikma of the Braj Mandal. And in this Talavan forest, you should start your Prikma in Bhadramas. Vaishnava, we Gaudiyas, many start in Kartik. You can start in any time, but according to Puranas and Shastras, you should start in Bhadramas. And Bhadramas is pretty hot. It's like August. And goes for like 40 days. And when you go to Talavan, you should see these places, and you should give this kind of dan to the Brijvasis and Pandas. And that, like, maybe chandi. You should get silver in this van. When you go to Bahulavan, you should give wool and blankets. And when you go, it tells many things. So maybe there, my teacher said, maybe the 10 offenses to Dham come from there. But our Goswamis don't describe anything about the Dhammaparads. It's not that we can go around doing those things, but that's one other point about the, do you know about the Dhammaparads? And sometimes people publish pamphlets and booklets, Vrindavan Prikamo Guide and 10 Aparads, but it's not really anywhere in our Gaudiya Shastra. Oh, he did describe it. Narayan Bhatta described it. And then my teacher was saying this one verse from we're talking about sins and reactions and how just living. We committed a sin in Mathura, in some sin, but then in Mathura, in other words, you're living in Mathura, Vrindavan, Mathura, you commit a sin. Some people say, oh, you're committing sin, you should leave the holy dham and go back to Rome and do your bhajan. I know, you're living here, you're smoking pot, marijuana every day, and you know, you should get out of this Vrindavan. He said, no, but I don't want to go to Rome. I have a visa, I can stay there, I want to do bhajan. No, you're just digging your own grave. This is wrong. By staying in Mathura and being repentive and being sorrowful and praying, oh please, oh Vrindatavi Mata. In Vrindavan Mahimamrita is a famous, wonderful shastra about the glories of Mathura, glories of Radharani, Vaishnavas, Vrishvasis, many, many things there. Mathura Mahatmyam, again, Mahatmyam. And it's written by Prabodh Ananda Saraswati. And there he often uses the phrase Brinda Tavi Mata. He describes, Tavi means forest, Atavi. So Brinda Tavi means the forest of Vrindavan, the Dwadasavan, the 12 forests of Vrindavan, They're like a mother. A mother is very forgiving. A mother is very compassionate. A mother is very loving. And a mother is always giving. Mother always gives to the child. A mother doesn't take. What does a mother take from you? She takes your stool out of your pants and cleans your pants. She takes all your back talk. She takes all your nonsense. She just loves. This is mother. A child, a son, it does so many nonsense things, but the mother doesn't stop loving. Oh, you just crashed, you stole your father's car, you didn't take permission, now you crashed it. Now your father has nothing but a motor scooter, you stupid. But she doesn't say, okay, no more, you go from this house. You nonsense. He told you not to take the car, you took the car, now you totaled the car. You go out, no more food for you. No, she's okay, you know. Here's your dinner. So Vrindavan, Prabodhananda Saraswati is telling. Tungavidya Sakhi, it's told in Gaura Ganesh Deepika. Most outside in Gaudiya Sampradaya, they generally say Vrakreshwara. Vrakreshwara Pandit is Tungavidya Sakhi. But there are many same names, and there can be many Parakoshtas in the Braj, Nitya Braj, Nitya Vrindavan. So there can be many Tungavidyas and many different personalities with the same name. How many Gunamandris are there? Gopal Bhatta Goswami is Gunamandri. Siddha Gorkishore Das Babaji is Gunamandri. How many Krishnadasas do you know? I know 7 or 8 Krishnadasas. One's a disciple, 2 are a disciple of Natadas, 1's a disciple. So very common names. So same in the spiritual world. So this point that Vrindavan forgives. So this verse is in the Bhagavatam, how the sin becomes removed. Just stay in Vrindavan and do bhajan. You fell down, so pick yourself up. Like I always say, it doesn't matter how many times you fall down, that counts. What counts is how many times you stand up. If you fall down 10 times and stand up 9 times, where are you? Down. So you fall down 10 times and you have to stand up for the 11th time you stand up. The road is long. It takes lifetime, hundreds of lifetimes to go to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, back to Godhead. Yeah. Just chant Hare Krishna, just take prasadam and chant Hare Bo, you will go back to Godhead. What lifetime? That's with them. Bhakti Sundarva Jiva Goswami Pad said, when that lifetime, that distant lifetime, when we attain bhav, we finally have crossed anartha nivritti and risen to the stage of nishta, ruchi, asakti, and kanda bhav. Now at the level of bhav, one has the adhikar, he becomes eligible for Krishna darshan. There's bhav and there's bhava vashta. There's bhava bhakti, then there's rasa swadan, relishing ras. This is bhava going to prema. So if one comes to bhava, he's eligible for Krishna's darshan. He may stay at the level of bhava his entire life and never have darshan of Krishna, and because Krishna is not giving. And then next life, when he starts, he'll be a very elevated bhava bhakta. Then he may be that life get darshan. If one comes to the level of bhav in this life, he doesn't practice sadharani karan. Sadharani karan is described in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in part two, chapter 5, second wave, chapter 5. Talking about bhav and the samagri, the rasa samagri, vibhav, anubhav, sattvic bhav, vyachari bhav, stai bhav. You come to a level of bhava bhakti, then you have to practice a type of sadhana called sadharani karan, the guru teaches. And then if you practice sadharani karan, then by the mercy of the nitya siddha parishads, like Rupa Mandri, Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri, Das Goswami, Lalita Vishaka, Radharani, etc., or some nitya siddha, or sadhana siddha guru in the parampara, who's in Golok, by their blessings, they may bless us with that prem shakti, with that bhava bhakti. Then we can practice this siddharani karan and mix our feelings of bhava with the feelings of nityaparishads, then we can experience rasa swadhan. We can actually start tasting bhakti ras, the real bhakti ras, the swadhan. The mixture of the stayarati with the vibhav and anabhav, vyavachari bhav, and saptik bhavs. And then that's the second stage of bhava bhakti. And that will develop more and more, and then maybe this life prema will come, maybe not, or next life. So it's a long journey. So there are many, many, many falls, many standing, many falls. So it doesn't matter how many times you fall. That's why Rupa Goswami says panchanga bhakti. The five most important places to do bhajan, five most important aspects of bhajan are Nam Sankirtan, Sarusanga, Bhagavat Shravan, Shri Murti Shada Seva. Serve the Murti of Archan Murti, or the, we say, deity or Thakurji of Krishna, with great faith and love and dedication. And fifth one is Mathura Vasastali, to live in Mathura. Doesn't say Navadvip, doesn't say Puri. Rupa Goswami. These are the teachers of sadhana bhakti. Six Goswamis all lived here. 40 years, 50 years, 35 years. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, 2 or 3 months, a month or so in Dashvashmedagat, Lalabad, and then in Puri, a few months with Lord Chaitanya, then all the time. Six Goswamis, five of them were in the Braj, Sevagunj Nidiban area, and Das Goswami, Radhakant. He's a Priyojanacharya of the Ragmarg, Mandri Bhav, Gopi Bhav. So this is the... So in this verse, 11th canto, chapter 5, verse 42, Vikarma utpatitam kantanchit. Dunoti sarvam riddhi sannivishta. Very nice. The devotee accidentally commits sin, then Krishna in his heart or her heart will destroy all the reactions of that sin. Vikarma utpatitam katanchit dunoti sarvam riddhi sannivishta. Dunoti means to destroy. Sarva means all. Sannivishta, sannivishta. Riddhi sannivishta. Krishna has entered the heart, like we say, Griha Pravesh. Krishna is living in the heart of the devotee. Vikarma utpatitam. One is utpat, deviated from the path, utpatitam, committed vikarma. There's akarma, karma, vikarma. Vikarma means sins. He's broken the regulative principles, he committed sins, but Krishna will forgive him and destroy the reactions of that sin. What to speak of living in Mathura? It'll be destroyed even faster. So this is the great benefit. You know, somehow or other, if one is able to live in Mathura and Vrindavan, one should just keep doing bhajan. If you fall, then stand. Keep doing bhajan. Unless and until Radha and Krishna send you out of the Dham, on your own choice, by your own decision, you should never leave the holy Dham of Vrindavan. If you need a visa, you know, in other words, Krishna may be telling you in the form of visa and passport, that's illegal, you have to follow the laws. So the... this is the situation. The grand glories of living in Vrindavan. Well, there's a nice point here also. It's the 11th canto. I read the verse in the 11th canto, 11.5.42, that Krishna's heart destroys sins. Vidunoti. Vikarma vidunoti. Excuse me, dunoti. And that same verb is there in the Brahma Samhita. Karamani nirdhati kint. Karmani nirdhati kintu chabakti bhajan. So nirdhati is always confused. Dhati. In this verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 11.5.42, Vishnath Chakravarti gives a nice commentary. I'll share it. He argues. Vishnath says, why is it you are saying, the Bhagavatam is saying, if Krishna's devotee commits a sin, then Krishna destroys the reactions of that sin from inside his heart. The verse is not saying that Krishna destroys that devotee. And the verse is not saying that Krishna punishes that devotee for committing that sin. That's why I'm saying that Vrindavan is so glorious, but even Krishna for his devotee in general. First, we made a point that if you live in Mathura or Brajmandal, you commit sin, Vrindavan itself, the land of Vrindavan, the air of Vrindavan, the trees of Vrindavan, the people, the whole ambience and environment will eliminate that sin, will remove that sin and the reaction. Sins committed in Vrindavan are absolved and purified and annihilated in Vrindavan itself. This is Mathura Mahatmya quoting the Puranas. I read that to you. So now, in a greater sense, all of Krishna's devotees, if they commit sin anywhere, then Krishna, he immediately destroys. He's sitting in the heart. And when they start doing bhajan again and give up their sinful position, as soon as they're doing any Krishna bhajan, or doesn't even say, it says Krishna will, from within the heart, dunoti, he will destroy that sin. So Vishnath argues, we see in the material world, if a servant of a master does wrong, he commits a mistake, then the master punishes him. So why the devotees of Krishna, Krishna Bhaktas, are servants, das, das and dasi, they're servants of Krishna, so why doesn't Bhagavan punish his devotee servants? And we didn't quote the whole verse, but in this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11.5.42, there's one word in the verse which is priya. You know priya? Means devotee. This, the meaning of this word, Vishnath Chakravarti is telling, means that the devotee of Krishna is so dear that Krishna does not want to punish them. He doesn't punish them, just like a father. This verse is the last teaching, the verse that we quoted before, is this verse, because as I mentioned, this verse ...11.5.42 of the Bhagavatam is the last verse of teaching of Narada Muni. Narada Muni is teaching the science of Bhakti Yoga to Vasudev. Vasudev is the father of Devaki Nandan, Sri Krishna. So, like a father does not punish his beloved child, Krishna does not punish his devotees. Like the father forgives his beloved child if the child performs an accident or a very bad activity. Other than meditating on Krishna and continuing to practice devotional service, no atonement is needed for devotees. That's what Vishnath is telling. That's also told in Mathura, meaning Madhurya Kadambini by Vishnath Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. He's talking about in bhakti there's no atonement. And karma and karam and varna ashram karam, karma kanda, then there's prayaschitta. You do this sin, then you do this atonement. You do that sin, do this atonement. But there's nothing more powerful than bhakti, because bhakti is Krishna himself. So we just do bhakti, then Krishna, as it says in the second canto of Bhagavatam, Shrinvatam sva kata Krishna punya shravana kirtana riyantakshta yabhadrani virunoti sritsatam. The same verb is there, virunoti. In this verse from the seventh canto of Narada Muni, he said dunoti. Dunoti means destroy. But in this second canto of Bhagavatam, it says Shrinvatam sva kata Krishna punya shravana kirtana Ridyantaksta Yabhadrani, standing in the heart, Ridyantaksta, standing inside the heart, Abhadrani, all the Abhadra, all the bad and sin and wrong things that someone has done. Virunoti Suritsatam. He says that not only Dunoti, destroy, Vishesh, very completely from within the heart, Krishna will destroy the sins and bad and all the harmful, bad, wrong things that a devotee has done if he simply hears the glories of Krishna. Shrinvatam sva kata Krishna. Krishna kata shuniye. Krishna kata shravan. This is the power, because Krishna kata is Krishna. Krishna nam is Krishna. Krishna dam is Krishna. Nam, rup, gun, dam, lila. Nam, rup, gun, lila. Dham, Parishishta, Vaishnav, they're all Tadiya, they're all transcendental, they're all Pavitram and Mangalam. So live in Vrindavan, do or die, live in Vrindavan, serve Radhan Krishna, and go to Radhan Krishna. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So what's the time now, 6:35?
6:05.
So we'll go till 6:30, or 10 more minutes. 'Cause I had to cook.